Every week we present a prophecy update. We look in the news and try and see corroboration between the centuries-old Bible prophecies that we read. We've known for a long time that the nation of Iran would be a major player in the events of the end times. Iran is called by its ancient name Persia in the Bible, and it's mentioned as a prominent member of a coalition of nations that will attack Israel from the north in the last days. And so when we see Iran, especially in the news coming against Israel, it's a sign that we're living in the last days. The nations of the world, you know, are concerned about Iran developing a nuclear weapon. I think they need to be even more concerned. According to a Christian news source called Mohabbat News, and I quote, "Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has called on his people to prepare for a war and the end of the world. In a September 2012 message, the Ayatollah warned that the Iranian people of the coming of the Mahdi, the hidden imam, the last and awaited imam who will appear for the doomsday to save the world and impose Islamic world order. Ayatollah Khamenei stressed the coming of the Mahdi was prophesied in the Quran, and all Iranians were to prepare for it. He said that if the Iranian people believed themselves to be the soldiers of the 12th Imam, they should get ready to be led by Allah to the war to help the Islamic civilization triumph over the world. It is our destiny, the Iranian spiritual leader concluded." Darth Vader said something like that too, didn't he? It is your destiny. But anyway, Iranian media report that Tehran has been circulating a brochure titled "The Last 6 Months," urging officers to brace themselves ahead of the Mahdi's arrival and the last standoff with the West. If you want to know what Khamenei really believes, you need to read that pamphlet, and it's really scary. It describes the 9/11 attacks and the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq as signs that the time of doomsday is near, but it also prophesies much more significant signs that would launch the 6-month time frame for the reappearance of the Mahdi. An attack on Syria and then an attack on Iran are the two trigger events. In late January, you know, Israeli jet fighters destroyed 2 critical targets in Syria. And so Syria has already been attacked. An attack against Iran by Israel, not unlikely. And so these are the triggers that the Ayatollah says are going to put all of this in motion. The Mahdi will only reappear, they believe, when Israel is destroyed and the United States is brought to its knees, when 2/3 of the world's population have died in a nuclear exchange, and when this chaos and havoc engulf the earth, then this coming will unfold. As revealed in an Iranian documentary titled "The Coming is Upon Us," it is believed within the current Islamic regime that this Ayatollah is the historical figure who will rise up against the infidels and pass the flag of Islam to the Mahdi. Our friend Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is not really the leader of Iran. He's the president, but that means nothing. In fact, did you read he wants to be the first Iranian sent to space? And we'd like that. They've launched a monkey, and he's ready to just go in now and stuff. This Ayatollah, he is the supreme leader of the Iranian people. And if I understand this all correctly, the current supreme leader of Iran thinks he's going to personally welcome the 12th Imam after a nuclear exchange that destroys Israel, brings the U.S. to its knees, and kills 2/3 of the world's population. These are the guys who are building a nuclear bomb for peaceful purposes, they say. Now, a former CIA operative stated, and I quote, "As the West continues to negotiate with the leaders of the Islamic regime in Iran, even accepting their nuclear program for peaceful purposes, one thing is ominously lacking: an understanding of their ideology." These guys absolutely want to bring the end of the world at their highest leadership level. And I don't think they have a 2-key system where, you know, you need 2 sane individuals to launch a bomb. Now, anyway, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. These are the kinds of things that you would expect to be going on based on 2,500-year-old prophecies in the Bible. and Jesus' statements about wars and rumors of wars. You'd absolutely think that Persia was going to rise up, it has as Iran, and be threatening the world with destruction. You and I, if we're Christians, we're looking for Jesus Christ to return. He said he would come at any moment to resurrect and rapture the church. It'll be before the Great Tribulation. How much weird stuff we'll see, I can't say, but I know that the Lord takes care of his bride. If you're not ready for him, you better get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.